And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hex Hollow.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Planet Smashers, maybe on the dance floor. Listening to Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I also like to call them the Chop Tops. That was The Planet Smashers. A track called Meet Me on the Dance Floor. It's a new track from their upcoming album out on Stomp Records. They haven't had an album out for a few years. I'm really glad they've got one out. Friends of the show, we're friends of theirs, etc. Really glad that came through for us. All the way from Montreal. But it is The Planet Smashers, Tony, but you know how these things go. What is The Planet Smashers or Planet Smashers website?
PlanetSmashers.com.
PlanetSmashers.ca.
Nah.
For Canada.
Yeah.
PlanetSmashers.ca. Probably be internet one, Tony. Nil. Unlucky there. I gave you the help that I could, but you know, I can't remember a website from 1 minute to the next, so why should you be expected to remember one? We haven't mentioned for several weeks. I don't know. I'm just letting it go.
Let it go.
Thanks. The important thing is that is a great first track for what's going to be a great show, including the jokes we have for you. If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Jeff has stepped up to the plate once again. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Excellent.
And Jeff says, why doesn't Oedipus use foul language?
Don't know.
He kisses his mother with that mouth.
Ah.
Jeff, P.S. Soup of the day implies another, possibly more seductive. Soup of the Night. Oh, Jeffrey. He's a naughty Jeffrey.
Yes.
Oh, you naughty Jeffrey. Yes, that's a cracker. If you think you can do as well as that, email paulieb at punkyradio.com. Let's hear his thing again. So proud of that.
Excellent.
Two songs in a row now, and they've come, as they often do, from Damn It Records, or rather via Damn It. It's the Damnations thing, isn't it? Can you just, I know, Tony, can you just, I can't get my head around it.
Yeah, go to dammitrecords.bandcamp.com, D-A-M-M-I-T. They bring out music every couple of weeks. You can pay something per month and you get the music, or you can buy tracks. You pay something, you get music, and it's regular. Check it out.
It's regular and it's good. I tell you what it is. It's kind of, it's a good way to find things that update your whatever playlist you got, mixtapes you got going on, isn't it? Because you just get some tracks of it, you think, I'll tell you what, that's good. I'll add that to that.
Yeah, and they're all previously unreleased as well. They don't release anything, so it's not on an album. It's you know, so it's exclusive in some way.
And as weird as it sounds, this is not us doing an advert for them.
It absolutely isn't. No.
So, stay tuned for Zombie Killers, but first up, the deceased Tony. Punk rock from Wigan. We played them the other week, I think, on another Damn It thing. What I'd like to know is, what is the deceased's Facebook page? And I'll tell you now, it's a group.
Oh, it's a group. Got it. facebook.com/groups/the-deceased-some-numbers.
You'd love that, yeah.
Yeah, I would.
facebook.com/groups/3725527393288. But if you just type in The Deceased into Facebook, you will find them. And if you type in The Deceased Band, you will find out about them via that their internet as well. Probably be an internet too. Tony Neil, stay tuned for Zombie Killers. This is Lion Eyes.
Let's go, damn, that I think I like.
Lucky Pants.
Mommy! Mommy! Mommy, I throwed up!
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed, Tony.
That's okay.
I made well, and they're there. We've already played on the show, now we're playing their bed. It's Planet Smashers crazy. That was Zombie Killers. A track called Never Ending Nightmare. Nightmare spelled in capital letters NGHTMR. Because that's what Folkestone punk rock kids do, isn't it?
Bowser for losers.
Is that it? Is that a new festival?
I don't know.
So like Lollapalooza.
Yeah.
Bowser for losers.
Bowser for loser.
Yeah. Where you go this weekend? I'm going to the Bowser for losers festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds great.
I'll be taking my diary with me.
What's interesting? about there's a few in jokes. Interestingly, this band not only, as you just heard, are female fronted. But also, I'm reliably informed by their press release, she plays the flute in tune.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like all those other flute cunts, what they call flautists.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather call them flute cunts, to be honest. But I wouldn't include the U, the E, or the following U. They'd be flute cunts. I'd do it in capitals.
Of course.
Yeah. But anyway, what is a great song, by the way? What is Zombie Killers' Facebook page?
facebook.com/zombiekillers.
No, it's facebook.com/TZKpunk or TZKpunk if you're one of those people.
Right.
TZKpunk, the Zombie Killers, probably. It would make sense, wouldn't it? But you see, they come through the Zombie Killers, there might be the Zombie Killers. We don't get a lot in the press release for them there. That's what I've got. Anyway, long and short of it is, great song, and I'm glad you at least think you can play the flute. Now, have you got any Facebook comments for us? Oh, by the way, I should say, that makes it probably be instead 3-0, doesn't it?
I do, yes, Facebook, yes.
So, that means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Good one.
I will tire of it anytime soon.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you follow Facebook, get a page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, get in touch. Just the one this week. Anne Kay's been in touch.
Hey, Tolo, Anne Kay. We haven't heard from Anne Kay in a while.
It's been a while. And she says, hey, Tolo. As usual, I'm a bit behind, but I'm still here. I just listened to the last of May and first couple of June shows, and I did love the Princess Wanga track. And yes,
I thought she'd like that.
I've bought the album. You probably don't know
brilliant.
You probably don't know, I'm also a huge blues fan, and so that Cherry Red box set was incredible, irresistible.
Oh, sweet.
I've placed my pre-order.
We have cost Anne Kay some money down
we
the
have.
Years.
I'm sorry about that, Anne Kay. After 18 years...
Return.
Sorry?
Oh, well, that's all right, because I think you cut out the same time I did. So I've got no idea what happened there, but this is one of those moments when we are live, we're not going to record it, and you can fuck off.
Absolutely not.
She's not you, Tony. Yeah.
I'll stop you. I placed my pre-orders, and after 18 years of listening, I still enjoy every show. So thanks again for making it happen. Also, wow. Your catchphrase should be, oh, bollocks. I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
Oh, yeah, because she's going through the catchphrase bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, and by the time you hear this comment, that ship has very much sailed. But thank you anyway. Is that it?
That's it, Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle. Oh, I've got something to tell you now.
Ooh.
As you know, I've got a mate who used to be the lead singer of Rocchi and the Sale.
Yeah.
Lord Herbert Sorongster, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Lord Herbert Sorongster has finally brought out the album he's been threatening for a long time, that is a collaboration with, among others, both Boz Bora and Batmobile. That's the band, not the car, Tony.
Okay.
It's called Think Pink, THYNK, PYNK. Which reminds me of the time when he phoned me up at 4 o'clock in the morning once, about, I don't know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and said, I've written this song, Think Pink. Right, and I went, I don't need to hear this right now, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, Herbie. Right. He's now brought an album called Think Pink, and it's not on it. It's not on it. So he clearly has second thoughts about that. It has got some fantastic songs on it. We're going to play one of them now. Now, you can find out more about him by going to his website, which has got all the information about this new record on it. And Lord Herbert Sorongster's, or Rocchi and Sarno's, his website. It's not Rocchi and Sarno's, by the way. Website is?
Sorongster.com?
You'd hope so. It's lhs3.co.uk. Because he has previously entitled himself Lord Herbert Sorongster III.
Ah.
The third bit isn't on this album, so maybe right now he's just Lord... I don't know. He's just Lord Herbert Sorongster. But there are some brilliant songs in it, and probably my favourite is The Man Who Stamps on Kittens. I can't think why. but I asked him to send us the title track, because he did play me this last year, and it's a brilliant, brilliant song. So what you need to do is, to find out more, you need to go to where are we now? LHS and then the numeric 3.co.uk. But this is a true story, sort of. It now being poorly the internet for Tony Neil. This is Aleister Crowley couldn't rock and roll.
Aleister Crowley couldn't rock and roll. Aleister Crowley couldn't rock and roll. The most wicked man in the world. He took us all by surprise. He let his darkness unfurl. So don't you look in his eyes. He couldn't rock and roll because he had no soul. Aleister Crowley couldn't rock and roll. Aleister Crowley couldn't rock and roll. He wrote the book of the law. He was the devil's spawn. He couldn't do the bar of his golden dawn. Rock and roll, cause he had no soul. Aleister Crowley couldn't rock and roll. Aleister Crowley couldn't rock and roll. Aleister Crowley couldn't rock and roll. Rock and roll, cause he had no soul. The man that couldn't hang. A practitioner of magic. He couldn't do the stroll towards an ending so tragic. Aleister Crowley couldn't rock and roll. Aleister Crowley couldn't rock and roll. Aleister Crowley couldn't rock. Crowley couldn't rock and roll.
You're listening to GG All-Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Lord Herbert Swrongster and a track off his new album, Think Pink, called Aleister Crowley Couldn't Rock and Roll. And the bit he says at the end about getting on the horse is because, as he told me, your Aleister Crowley died falling off a horse.
Ah.
You didn't see that coming, did you, you magic bastard? I'd love it if he, like, didn't duck under a branch, go to a wood or something. And was just completely taken out, game over. But anyway, now then, did you do anything last week?
I don't think so. I think it was mainly work, watching telly, digging a bit into the Euros, but nowhere near as much as I thought I would.
I'm nowhere near as much as I am.
No. So I watched England, France, and I think I watched a bit of the Germany game and a bit of Finland. I want to say Italy, but it's Finland, right? Someone.
Yeah.
You know who's hosting it? Switzerland. Finland hit Switzerland. I watched.
That was a good game.
But well, first half was really dull, so we turned it off. And then after Finland scored, I tuned back in because that last 10 minutes was fantastic.
It was a really, really good game, yeah.
And then I watched the Germany game and I watched the England, all the England matches.
Us take Wales to the cleaners.
Oh, God, yeah, it was glorious.
Wonderful, wasn't it?
It was the first time, not the first time. It's nice to watch a match when you're 4-0 up at half time and you can just relax and go, I'm enjoying this.
Makes a nice change, doesn't it?
So just the footy, really, of any kind of consequence. What are you up to?
Okay. Well, I have also been watching the Euros and find it hilarious that once again, I mean, the thing is, we are given every chance to win tournaments, it's got to be said. And this time round, whichever way you look at it, we've got the easy side of the draw. It's just how it's worked out by finishing second.
Yeah.
Because we've missed, obviously, France, but also Germany and Spain.
Yep.
And instead, we're faced with Norway or Italy if we beat Sweden. And then we'll be in the final.
Not bad, is it?
It's not bad at all, really, because in the final, hopefully, the Swiss can just absolutely go nuts and knock one of the big teams out. And then we'll just beat them in the final. Everybody in Switzerland will hate us, but we'll retain the trophy. That's my plan. I also, finally, after months and months and months of procrastinating, cleaned my bathroom.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, Tone, it's wonderful in there.
Oh.
Finally go in there and have a shit without thinking that what's coming out of my arse isn't as bad as what I'm actually looking at.
Right, nice.
Yeah, I realise there have been nicer ways for me to describe things down the years.
Yes.
Especially as in the next paper, and I said, and yes, my book is out this Friday.
Oh!
We'll talk about that in the next session. Also, on Sunday, my mate Steve from the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Drove up here so that me and him could go and see MFC Chicken yesterday afternoon. They were fantastic. They did two sets. I will be uploading a clip later on onto that their Facebook thing.
Right.
But what a brilliant, brilliant live band. Just put on such a show. It was really, really quite busy in there as well, much busier than the week before for Hitbone Slim, so that was good. But they just put on such a great show, and they've got a new album coming out as well, which is like, so now we're kind of doing a From the Vaults bit now because it's NFC Chicken, but it's not really From the Vaults. This now, I can't remember when this came out. I think this song came out a few years ago, but we missed it, we didn't play it. I'm excited their new album is coming out. They are hard rocking garage rock and roll and soul from that there London, with a 6'5" Canadian lead singer who plays sax as well. They're amazing to watch live. It's not the first time I've seen them, but I'd say arguably the best yet, but they're just great. What is MFC Chicken's Bandcamp page?
mfcchicken.bandcamp.com.
It is mfcchicken.bandcamp.com. Making it Paulie the Internet 4, Tony 1, and I'll be honest with you, Tony, trying hard to give a shit.
trying hard to give a shit. Not sure if you're well. I'm trying hard to give a shit. I'm trying hard to give a shit about things big or small. I'm trying hard to give a shit about anything at all. Well, I'm a killing of Andy on the reasons to care. If you think of something now, won't you share? Strike, spell, or spit. I'm trying hard to give a shit.
You're listening to Teeth of the Fae underneath us right now. That's right, that's Dungeon Synth for Goblins. That was MFC Chicken trying hard to give us a shit there. I've just said all that wrong, but thanks for doing a great job on the bed this week.
That's all right.
Trying hard to give a shit. Great song. They've also got one that we did play a few months ago, I think, called Fuck You Me, didn't we? Do you remember that? We played that. Mm. Fuck You Me. Well, he's having a go himself.
Ah.
But anyway, great band. And surprisingly sweary.
I love a bit of sweary.
An awful lot of the stuff they do is not sweary. But every once in a while, they pull out like, you might remember their classic Love Is Gonna Fuck You Up that we played a couple of times on this show. Lovely girl, I said lovely girl, lovely girl, love is gonna fuck you up. But anyway, they're great. Get their stuff, mfcchicken.bandcamp.com. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Woohoo!
Yeah! Fuck yeah!
Gig Guide. Fuck yeah!
Thanks for your kicks. If you got one, let me know. Tony@punkyrager.com. I'll answer who's playing, where are they playing, how much you watch them play, where are they playing, all that stuff. It's not me. Found one this week.
Brilliant.
Ivory Black's in Glasgow.
All right.
This Saturday night, it's the Punkanoi All Dayer.
Blimey.
With our good friends Load headlining.
Wow.
Obviously, we played a lot on the show, and I played with them in Blackpool. And they were great. They were certainly better than we were. I've really enjoyed their set. not so much our own. But yeah, so it's an All Dayer. Load Restricio. They're German. The Eddies, the Red Eyes, Razor Tooth, Aftershocks, the Clench, the Frags, the Deployed, Frauds, and Antisocial Media.
A lovely laid-back afternoon.
Lovely. 18 quid. 18 quid if you book online, £23 on the door, 1 p.m. to 11. Just great bands. Like, you know what, 10, 11 bands, All Day, Glasgow. Ivory Blacks, check it out, 19th, so Saturday night. So check it out if you can.
A street punk All Dayer in Glasgow.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
Exactly.
It'll be brilliant. It'll be a brilliant, brilliant day. If you're around, go with
it. There you go. And that's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Gig Guide.
Good guy. Good guy. Yeah.
Right then. Marianne Stefanik, Tony. We've actually played it once before. A few years ago now. We got an email from her saying, I've got this new single out. And Bongo Joe suggested I get in touch with you. Bongo Joe are the ones that got, among others, Madalitso Band for Anne Kay and other things like that. So, you know, Bongo Joe, a weird label out of Switzerland that specialise in stuff you haven't heard anywhere else, really. And Marianne Stefanik fits into that perfectly. And this song, I think you'll like it more and more as it goes on. A solo artist from New York City. Fuck you. Can't even bring myself to say his name. Matt Berry. There's Matt, fuck off. I love him so much. It's not even his fault that I didn't interview him. I doubt he even found out about it. His label blocked it. Yeah. But anyway, you can still fuck off. What is Marianne Stefanik's Facebook page?
facebook.com/Marianne.Stefanik.
Well, you'd hope so, wouldn't you? But I imagine she thought, it's such a common name, I ought to put my middle name in it as well. So it's actually Marianne.Muccio Stefanik, MarianneMuccioStefanik. It's like she wants to make it difficult for our listeners to find her. But anyway, if you Google Mary Ann Stefanik, you will find her. MarianneN space Stefanik. You'll find out all about her. She's a fascinating character. Probably be in step 5, Tony Wan, and this is Dirty Windows.
Can see nothing through dirty windows.
listening to The Upsetters underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Mary Ann Stefanik, track called Dirty Windows. Find out more just by writing her name into the internet. That's the easy way to do it. Mary Ann Stefanik. Great song. I really like that song. Are you doing anything this week?
Aside from the work, we continue our magical journey to Lincolnshire.
Our house
is now marked as sold on Rightmove, so that's fine. We had a last minute splurge of offers. We had some cash buyer jump in and try and get us to move out as soon as possible, but we're staying and selling it to the other person who bought it first. So that got
you've stayed faithful there. That will come back to bite you.
Well, the offer is the same amount, but we had to move out and go into rented.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fuck that. I thought they'd maybe offered more.
No, same amount and rented. So that we'd have to pay, what, 10 grand of rent in 6 months, whatever the fuck it is. So sod that.
That's a game of soldiers. Who do they think they are?
I know. And then the house we're buying is still going through, so the mortgage is going fine. Everything so far, it has not fallen apart yet. So
good.
We may well be Lincolnshire bound. Apart from that, not a lot. We've been watching more football, so England Thursday, I think Germany Sunday, I think.
Yeah, it'll be exciting.
I don't know about it. What are you up to?
Well, I am prepping to do the publicity properly for my book, but because it's not out till this Friday, they still haven't finalised the webpage for it and stuff like that, so I can't do it yet. But I have handed out some promotional copies to various people.
So you've got it?
I have it, yeah.
Ooh.
And the first two children to read it, the two girls, 8 and 10, that were the daughters of a friend of mine, that didn't know that I'd written the book, and they read it, and one of them thinks it's the best book she's ever read, which makes me think she has never read a book before. but you never know. And she is drawing pictures of the monsters, and the older one has been telling her mates at school that she's read a book that they haven't. Because of course they haven't, because it's not out yet. So these girls feel pretty special, and I hope, and they claim that they want to be the first people to do a review on Goodreads or whatever it is that it's on. So I'll see whether that comes forward or not, whether my first two reviews for the book are by an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. That would be just terrific.
Excellent.
So I'm very pleased about that, because this fucking kid's book has taken a long time. I was trying not to swear during it, you know, because it's about a kid's book. But anyway, I will be giving it a full old splurge next week, you'll know, and I'll be talking about the book.
Excellent.
So you will know all about it. Listen, you can't have a TDW this week. When can you?
Exactly. No.
Also, there is news on potential lodgers. I've got some people coming to look at the place this week that sound all right. So who knows? I might have some lodgers in before long. And of course, the Euros, Tony. So no music for me, having had quite a lot of music. I've seen bands 3 weeks running after not really seeing them at all for ages. So I am having a week off the music this weekend. And I'll see what else I get up to. I may even take on the kitchen. The bathroom. The kitchen's not as bad, but honestly, mate, my windowsills are caked in grease and all sorts. I need to get those done, you know, and the window frames as well in the kitchen. It won't be nice. Anyway, I've been living in shit for long enough.
Fair enough.
So it's time for a change. And what better way to signify that change, or indeed symbolise it, than with two songs in a row? Stay tuned for A Lethal Black Ooze, which could easily be coming out of the skirting boards in my kitchen. But first, Tony, Velcro Sunset, pop punk from Berkeley, California. Not my usual fare, much more up your street. I think you're going to like this song a lot. What is Velcro? And I was slightly surprised that a kind of pop punk band, as in a younger band, would be pushing their Facebook page above other things, but they are doing. What is Velcro Sunset's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Velcro Sunset.
It is. Facebook.com/Velcro Sunset. VelcroSunset. Velcro Sunset. Tony 2, apologies, Net 5. Stay tuned for Lethal Black Ooze. This is Stuck.
Running down these empty streets again. chase dreams we never caught back then. Sunset fades, but we don't let it go. Hearts on fire in the afterglow.
Listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a Lethal Black Ooze and a track that it wouldn't sound like it, but it's called Rosie. Irish garage punk, really quite bizarre there. What is a Lethal Black Ooze's Bandcamp page?
Lethal Black Ooze on Bandcamp.com?
It's Lethal Black Ooze on Bandcamp.com. I thought you were going to get that one. Boy of the Internet 6, Tony 2. Very bizarre song. I started listening to it. I thought, where's this going? And then it went somewhere. Oh, blimey, I'm playing that. I was laughing at the start because it turns out that we consider £50 to be a huge amount of money, don't we?
Absolutely.
It was like, and look, I don't mind saying so. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
We had a major contribution this week. We hardly ever get anything at all, to be honest, but someone gave us the money. It was Joe, and thank you, Joe. We just don't know what we're going to spend it on.
I've got a list.
You've got it, Melly, but it'll soak up a small amount of one mortgage payment. I might just buy treats.
Yay.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you, Joe.
Thank
so
you.
Now then, have you got a trance?
I do.
Let's hear the thing.
It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat.
Good,
isn't it?
What you got?
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you have a twat for me, please do email me tony@punkyradio.com. Out the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Let me know your twats. Every twat received and responded to, dealt with, and all that stuff. If you've been meaning to twat someone for a while, get them in. You never know. Get them in as soon as you can. Stu's been in touch.
Heck, hello, Stu.
He says, I'm hello, Tony. A Wisconsin nurse has pleaded no contest to neglectively abusing a patient. Negligently. God damn it. Negligently abusing a patient.
I like what you said before, though.
Negligent. Whacking them with a negligee. Negligently abusing a patient after she amputated a man's foot without his permission.
Yeah, that's out of order.
That is out of order, isn't it? Mary Kay Brown was employed as a nurse at a senior living home in Spring Valley, where a 62-year-old man was being treated after falling his home a few months earlier.
I was just watching Match of the Day. One foot.
My foot's gone. He had contracted severe frostbite in his feet. Court documents say that Brown referred to the man's lower limbs as mummy feet and told investigators that she thought amputation would make the quality of life better for him. Brown amputated the man's foot without his or his doctor's permission, and he died 12 days later. Another nurse reportedly told investigators Brown had mentioned that her family had a taxidermy shop and she wanted to preserve the frostbitten foot with a sign reading, "Wear your boots, kids." Mary Kay Brown of Wisconsin is cutting off a man's foot to display in her family's shop.
So it hasn't been established whether it did, but it needed to be cut off, didn't it?
Well, that's what they're saying. If you've got a severe frostbite,
it'll have to go. There's no way back from that, is there?
Not really. But the amputation of his foot.
Defrostbite yourself, can you?
We've got no issues out with it. He could have died 12 days later because of way too many, TDWs. He could have oversubscribed,
Yeah, that is one thing I will never get. Frostbite of the knob.
No. Exactly, could have warned him right up. You don't know what he died of, that's what I'm saying. There's not enough information here, Steve.
Oh, well, you're doubting this twat, aren't you?
What's a foot between friends, isn't it? But, well, Steve's, we've got to trust the Steve.
We're both with Steve.
We're both with Steve for this.
We are with Steve, yeah.
And he says, P.S.
We'd like to know a little bit more.
I'd love to know a bit more. I'm glad, I don't want pictures.
I do.
Oh, do you? Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. I'm amazed you don't, because obviously we talked about Tony fans. There's a picture of a foot that would get everyone going crazy.
It's not the kind of foot I want. But you never know. Hey, don't knock it.
Sure he'd ask for 12-inch pianist.
Right, are we having it? We having it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. So for cutting off a man's foot to display in her family's shop, Mary Kay Brown from Wisconsin... is a twat.
But quite an entertaining one.
But a bit of a genius.
Let's hear the thing again.
It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat.
Shiny elbows.
Shiny elbows indeed.
Yeah, elbows are fine. It's your feet. You want to watch out.
Roger.
One last band this week, Tony. D. Kowalskis. Anytime I see the name Kowalski, I'm reminded of a stand-up comedy routine that was done by the other Will Smith, he of writing the Thick of It fame and all that. He does all that stuff well. He's a fantastic bloke. And he used to say that, God damn it, Kowalski. It was like, he was doing a thing where you could apply American cop dramas to every single situation in your life, and it's much, much funnier. He said, God damn it, Kowalski. This book is only 2 days overdue. But anyway, the Kowalskis, a fixture on the New York punk scene going back 30 years. We've got a new album out called 30 Years of Goofballs. They've come via Rumbar Records. And as an aside, I must mention, Rumbar Records now have a streaming documentary that I believe is called Behind the Bar, about behind the scenes at Rumbar Records. I haven't seen it yet. I'll be going to find it. I don't have the exact web location to hand, but if you Google Run Bar Records new documentary, you will find it, right?
Yep.
It's only fair that we try and push Malibu Lou as much as we can, because let's face it, he pushes us. What I want to know is, what now? It's another one, Tony. What is The Kowalskis Bandcamp page?
TheKowalskis.bandcamp.com.
It's Kowalskis.bandcamp.com. Paulie D and the Internet 7, Tony 2. Oh, DD. That's about the size of it for this week's show. That was the Kowalskis track called Oh Dee Dee. Find out more at Kowalskis, kowalskis.bandcamp.com. Maybe you can mention one or two ways people can listen to the show. They haven't done before, if I could say that any quicker, I doubt it.
Yep. Don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Latest shows on the front page. Do check it out if you can. Latest shows always on the front page. All the shows are in the archive, so do check that out. If you want to go through old shows, you can. You can find us online at various stations like punkyradio.com, radioandrew.se, radiofocusing.com. If you're down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify. In their podcast section. Assuming they didn't remove us, they might do at one point. Who knows? Fuck them. If you are on Amazon,
we've been quite aggressive this week, haven't we?
Amazon Music, it's in their thing. And as before mentioned, if you've got Alexa device,
take it into the woods and shoot it.
Take it to the woods, kick her in the teeth, bury her 6 foot under, set it on fire, and nuke it from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
Cut a foot off.
Yeah.
Stick it in your window.
Job's a good one.
Hey, Alexa, play Jake the Peg. Oh, I don't fucking know. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.